Me and Caroline are so excited to talk to you, Jordan, because Summer House, Martha's Vineyard is back, and I feel like I miss it. It feels like it's been too long because we're so excited. It's like, has it felt too long for you? Could you have taken some more time away?
Honestly, I was joking around and I was like, I could have used one more month, but it's only because of Winter House. Like, I could have just been like, I would have loved one more month before the trolls start to invade the comments in my Instagram. Just a little more break from that. But other than that, you know, it's all love.
Why? So you had Winter House, and obviously that was a group of a whole different group of people and everything. But then you kind of transitioned from this, and then you go back to Martha's Vineyard. Were you happy to be back with these people? Were you like, oh my gosh, my people, I know these, I know what to expect, or still a little bit of stress?
Ironically, I think because we do know each other, the relationships are more solidified, which means there's more issues rather than people you just met and like you're there to have fun and like not really be that deep about it. So that, you know, that's not usually how I spend my summer vacation.
Well, because I feel a lot, everyone, we were seeing like all the cars going in, everyone was very excited, but you really, I could tell you had some mixed energy in your head because you were excited to see the friends you go on vacation with, but then you also had to see the friend that missed the flight tracking information and the
Something
trips.
like that.
Jasmine. Yeah. What was your energy going into knowing you would have to see Jasmine again? Because you guys are friends, but there's just levels to it. Like, how was preparing for that?
I don't think I really did prepare. It was more like, I know we're gonna have to talk and we're gonna have to deal with it. I do not want it looming over either one of our trips. At the time, Silas had just gotten deployed, so it's also like, it's not something that should be at the forefront of her mind, nor do I want to pile on to what she already has going on. So it, to me, was easy to kind of just be like, all right, let's talk about it. We're gonna feel how we're gonna feel and let things naturally progress from there. I don't think it was ever pressure.
Well, when you guys did kind of talk, it was a little bit just like you kind of just said that she, you know, wasn't who that you were used to, or that she was kind of putting on this front. But was there anything specifically that like happened between you two that like maybe like we were waiting a little bit to bring up or anything?
Yeah, I think there were several things. And I think we spoke about several things over the course of the last year between the seasons that I feel like weren't resonating. And there's only so many things that can be said before you're just like, all right, let me take a step back and hopefully some space will be the solution.
And do you feel, because you guys kind of like almost immediately were able to start having a conversation this season, do you think Silas being away was able to help? Because I know last season you and a lot of the other people in the house were kind of like, who is this Jasmine? Like, we're not used to this Jasmine. Do you feel like it's kind of like old Jasmine coming back, or like, so you were able to have a more easier conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously from the first season, she was just getting into the marriage, newlywed space. So I think her focus obviously would be on that. And then adding Silas to also the mix makes a difference. And this time he was not there. And so, yeah, it was easier to get to the nitty-gritty of what we were trying to work on. It's hard at the same time though, because it's like, is it only because he's not here? So now what do I do? So the issue is still about trust. So it's like, do I trust this now, or are we just gonna revert back? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure we'll see it play out a little bit on the show and the season and everything.
For
But I
sure.
mean, what can you say about like where the two of you stand today?
I mean, I was at our baby shower. Yeah, I mean, I think we're fine. I think we enough time has passed that it's like, okay, it feels authentic to us to where we are right now. Is it how it was before? No. I don't know if it ever will be, but I think we're in a good space.
I also love, I feel like it was a good sign that you guys were hashing this out while I'm pretty sure you were having Meredith Marks caviar. I was like, there's gonna be some Bravo fan zooming in on that M.
And it was good. It was good. That's why Noelle was like, you're not gonna see this, but and I did it. But I had two more in the fridge, so yes.
I love that Meredith
Love
is keeping you fed.
it.
Does she also give you any, and like, do you guys have a relationship enough where you guys like, you know, share stories between each other's cast situations?
Well, I think when I see her is when we have obviously more fluid conversations, and we just, I don't know, she wants to take me manhunting.
Ooh.
Her husband said I look like Halle Berry, and I was like, Thank you. You know anyone who wants a Halle Berry lookalike? Let me know.
I'm sure he does.
Hopefully, we can go man shopping, and that'll be our next activity.
I also, I know you have had a winter moment. A winter with Meredith will be a little bit different. A little more elegant.
Yeah. I think so. Take me to Salt Lake City. I went once before, but I don't know that I did it in the way that she would do it.
Yeah.
So I need to see what's that.
I think few of us can.
Right. I need that.
I think they're on the Real Housewives.
I need that bathtub. I need the bubbles with the caviar, with the champagne. Like, I need all the things.
I know. Yeah, a little bit different than the winter house experience.
Just a tad.
Less caviar.
A little bit. Yeah. But I do feel like, have you been able to stay in close contact with some of the people from Winter House too? Because obviously there was a lot of fun people there. Like, you had your ups and downs with Danielle, who was so fun. You and Amanda bonded about being Jersey girls.
Yes.
Like, do you stay in contact with them to kind of be like, I'm cheering you on from Martha's Vineyard while you guys are fighting in the Hamptons?
No, absolutely. There was a moment where I texted Amanda and I was like, I'm going to murder everyone. And she was like, okay, just take a deep breath and this is what we're gonna do. And so she's definitely the person that I go to for advice. Mm-hmm. However, we're literally texting in the group chat right now. Like, it's still very live. We're like, we were filming a year ago now.
Yeah.
So we're like getting all those old photos on our iPhones and like whatever. So yeah, we're still all very much in contact.
I love that. I do feel Amanda's a good person to kind of like bring you down. Cause she's so
she's
good.
She's a veteran.
At being like,
exactly.
Let me exhale.
Exactly.
Or leave the situation.
Yeah. One or the other. Yeah. And let me go get a snack.
What is some of the best advice that she's given you during those heated moments that you were dealing with? If you can name one.
I think she just, you know, she usually is just like, okay, it feels really intense in this moment, but if you take a step back and take a little breather, eat a little potato, you're not going to feel like it's that deep in an hour. And I never do. You know what I mean? It's just the heat of the moment.
It's so true. It's like, I feel like it's like all those like memes and stuff. It's like, just like eat and then you'll feel better in an hour.
And everything will be better. Get that sugar. That's it.
Does she kind of, is it like kind of a two-way conversation too? Because I don't know if you're keeping up this season of their Summer House. It's that's okay. You're busy.
But I know. I see clips. I see clips.
But a lot of people, because her and Kyle are very, you know, back and forth, a little more tense. Was there a tension between them? Did you feel in Winter House, or is this kind of just like the Hamptons are hot? It's hot there. It's just kind of getting the temperatures making them a little bit more frustrated. Because it seems like married fighting, but also maybe like just a lot of combativeness.
Mm. I mean, no, I feel like relationships, you know, they change. So they evolve, they move differently. Like, nobody feels the same 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're kind of just living in that, you know, which is totally normal, I think.
Mm-hmm. I feel also it's a relationship change about, but I don't know if I would consider it a relationship, but the Alex and Summer situation?
Oh, well,
yes.
It was more of a situationship,
yes,
I would say.
Expand.
Yeah, expand on you were in me. That line, which really kicked off.
That was crazy.
Yeah, you don't even see. I'm so glad they didn't show my face, because I know I was stuck. I was stuck. Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But I understand her frustration, right? Like, if we're trying to work on a friendship after we've been physical, why would I not be invited to something that you know I'm in town for? I get it. The delivery could have been better, of course. Wouldn't have said it that way. However, you know, tensions were high. That was one of those moments where the emotions were high. You might have needed to take a beat. Eat some lobster and moved on. Yeah.
But then afterwards, it was funny because then they panned to like the confessionals and almost, I feel like, did almost everyone know except for Jasmine? Like, was this like kind of like an open secret?
I thought so. I was under the impression that everybody kind of knew something had happened. For me, it was different because like I'd seen them together. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought everybody knew. But I mean, Jasmine wasn't really in the mix at that point, so that makes sense.
She was playing catch up.
She's pretty honest about it too. She's like, I'm always the last to know.
Right, yeah.
Which is funny.
That's what I mean. I feel like even from the first episode too, it is refreshing to see maybe like a guard down Jasmine, because I do like where she's like, yeah, I was a bad friend, or like, I was kind of like aloof, or I wasn't there, which is the time when you're able to make more authentic relationships.
Absolutely.
Blossom.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you feel blossoming might happen between Noelle and Alex? Because it seems like night one, that was really her mission.
Well, you'll
you'll see that play out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You'll see that play out.
What about any other, like, house romances?
Well, there's no other single men.
Yeah.
Me and Preston are married. Yeah. And then we have our partner, Donald, as well.
Yes.
Yes.
But it seems like some people are getting a little too flirty, a little too handsy, as you might have put it in a preview.
I wasn't the one who said handsy. Mm-hmm. I said something else. But yeah, I mean, I think sometimes people find themselves in relationships that aren't necessarily the right fit for them, and it comes out in different ways. Like, maybe you're not so much acting like someone who wants to be in a relationship.
I feel that is such a real thing where people act single in their head, because in their head, they are single.
Yes.
And you're like, I went to brunch with you and your
girlfriend. And aren't even interested in anybody, but the flirtation or like the fluidity is moving a little bit much for somebody who might have different boundaries. Yeah.
And I feel especially for you, because last summer with everybody, you let them know, like, because you were on your celibacy journey.
Yep.
And you were very open about how you're like, no, I'm good on all of those fronts.
Thank you.
From all of you. Mm-hmm. Did they delete that in the notes app?
Yeah, I think everybody was pretty certain on where I stood. But again, Alex was the only single man in the house, and Alex knows that was never going to happen. Especially with Summer. So, sorry to these men.
Yeah. I'm curious because there was that one photo that Summer took of him in LA, and like, he wasn't a fan, but like, I don't know, like, what were you thinking as a girl? Like, the first thing I'm doing is like, look who's here.
No, I think even in the conversation, it was something like, what are you doing? And it was just like, bloop.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even like, oh, guess who I'm with, or at all. It was just like, yeah, we're on a walk, bloop.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been me in the photo. It wasn't really about that.
And then him being like, oh, she's sending photos without my... I'm like, okay.
What? Please. Nobody's thinking about you that way. Sit down, Alex.
Yeah. He's thinking about himself that way.
Right. I'm like,
that's a goal.
Pipe down.
His dream, I feel, would be to date himself somehow. Yeah.
I mean, Aries things. You know?
It's so funny.
And because we do hear from Bria, Simon does make another cameo. When he came last summer, chaos sort of ensued. Mm-hmm. How was round two with...
So, you know, when Jasmine is like, I have no idea what's... Simon was one. He was in and out, and there was a lot that happened that I was oblivious to. Mm-hmm. That I'm still learning. Like, wait, when was that? Where was I?
Oh,
I missed this.
Oh,
so, yeah, I missed a lot of the things that Simon contributed to this summer. That's However, funny. I can say he participated in my themed party, which I'm not going to say what that is. And he... put a lot of effort into it.
Okay.
I will say, I do remember from the premiere party from Martha's Vineyard last year, he was never not on the dance floor. I feel he knows how to party.
He's murder on the dance floor. Absolutely. Personified.
And then Milo on the dance
that
floor.
Part.
Yeah, they're
the
they're
two
together.
Of them together.
Well, speaking of partners, we also see Amir's girlfriend kind of makes a cameo. And, you know, in the first episode, I don't think any of you were really obsessed with her. What can you tease from, you know, her stint at the Vineyard?
You know, while we weren't overly enthused, I truly feel like I was the only one that wasn't truly bothered. I was like, okay. I mean, I get why she would be reserved, especially with me. Like, that's a very awkward situation that your man was interested in this other woman that he now has to live with. That's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not a normal situation, so I wouldn't expect her to be, like, bubbly towards me. But I felt like we had some good moments. She definitely found herself in some mess. Yikes. But other than that, I mean, I felt like we were cool.
Okay, yeah. That's good. And you were saying, too... The Winter House group chat is having fun, going down memory lane. Mm-hmm. Happy for that cast. Before we let you go, how is the Martha's Vineyard group chat going right now? Is it a full cast chat? Is it, that face is saying a lot? That's a lot of emojis going on?
That's it.
Okay.
Who would get invited to Jamaica if you had to go tomorrow?
Same crew. I mean, Bria was invited the first time. She just couldn't come.
Okay.
Cool. And maybe Nick. Maybe Nick could make an appearance this time.
I guess
Jasmine, but I don't know. She's on serious mommy duty at this point. Not that just moms can't have fun. I'm just saying the type of fun we were having. I don't know how that would line up.
It's not baby
I don't need Silas being mad at me for nothing else. That's it. I'm innocent. I don't want to be responsible after that.
Vacation in peace.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jordan, for talking to us. We can't wait to watch.
Awesome.
It's going to be a fun season now.
So fun.
Bria and Jasmine, me and Evan are so excited to talk to you guys, especially because it means season two of Summer House Martha's Vineyard is back. It premieres this week. How are we feeling right now?
Oh, we're ready, baby.
Excited.
We're ready.
Nervous, but excited. Ecstatic, I'm going to say. I'm ecstatic.
Ooh, ecstatic. I like that.
Yes.
I mean, we are so ecstatic because obviously Danny and I watched the first episode and it is jam-packed full of drama. And there have been so many updates and developments and shakeups and friend breakups since last summer. But it's good to see that y'all two, you know, still have that tight bond. However, we got to talk about the Jordan and Jasmine of it all. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Are you heartbroken?
I really am heartbroken because, like, I love all the girls on the show. So to know that there was such a discord for such a great amount of time and to know that Jasmine wasn't getting no invites, I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
You know what? Thank you. I feel that right here. But just know, Bria also wasn't getting invites.
Nope, I wasn't. Yeah.
So the couch was inviteless.
Yes.
How was knowing that, like, seeing all of... or a good chunk of the cast all hanging out, and then going back this summer, did either of you want to go in? Because I know you and Jordan had a conversation a little bit the first episode, but did you go in kind of being like, okay, I need some answers? Or were you like self-reflective in a moment? Or are you kind of like, no, what were you all doing?
Both?
I would say both. I mean, our feelings were for sure hurt because there were big events that we did miss out on as a group, and we're a big unit. When we show out together, it's a big statement for us. So,
and it's amazing when we're together, too.
Exactly.
Like, I have fun when we're all together.
Like, it's the best time. So going in, you kind of are like, okay, how should I approach it? And I like to do things face-to-face, and, like, you should do it at a group setting, which I kind of did, you know, a little crazy, kind of. But, you know, when they started talking about events and I didn't get an invitation here, that was my invitation to be like, wait, but I threw a big party. None of you guys showed up.
And I knew where she was going with that because I was like, speak on it. But then, you know, at that point, so much liquor had been consumed.
The translation and, got ugly.
We came through. We still came through with the message.
Yes.
But I think... I personally was excited to come into the house. Yes. A little anxious, to be honest, because, you know, sometimes it's like, what if it's like, oh, we just didn't like you, or we just didn't want you there. Mm-hmm. I had to be okay with that, but I wanted to have the conversation because these are my friends. I've known them for years and years, so we should be able to talk about anything.
And especially for you going back into the house without Silas this summer, were you more excited to be able to have, like, more one-on-one time with your friends in, or were you kind of like, oh, the person who's always... in my back corner is now no longer here, so now I'm cornerless.
Yeah, no, he is my biggest support system, 100%. Like, he really does let me do whatever. But I think we talked about it before going in, and as you saw, he was like, are you having fun? Are you speaking your mind? I was like, I am, and I'm going to have this conversation tomorrow. So I think it was an opportunity to just kind of remind my friends of, like, I'm still that girl. Mm-hmm. It just, last year was stressful. That's it.
Yes.
Period.
What I thought was really interesting is that obviously Jordan had thoughts and feelings about your relationship with Silas, and she's upset that you were trying to, you know, push her to hook up with someone, and that was the whole thing. But then Bria, you also tussled a little bit with Silas, but you didn't let that impact your friendship with Jasmine. You guys were able to sort of come together and move past it. What do you think the difference was there between, you know, you, Bria, wanting to reconnect with Jasmine and greater friends, and then also, like, you know, compared to Jordan not really trying to do that?
I mean, everyone's different. For me, I could say we are a little over 6 years of friendship, and you don't just cut off friendships like that, because we vibed from, like, the moment we became friends back when we used to work together. And I'm not that type of person. I'm a very forgiving person. I may pop off and, like, act crazy, but at the end of the day, I'm very apologetic. I'm forgiving, and we're all human. So for me, when we connected back to being really close is when Silas was doing the ceremony to get deployed. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you know, we just kind of leaned on each other, and then she came to Simon's birthday party. So, you know, we got to talk and just be that support system, and we moved forward. I can't speak for Jordan. I don't know, but I mean,
which makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. I don't. I can speak for myself. But we're all grown.
You know what I mean? And yes. I think just like when you or anyone in the house that starts to go at it, we all just kind of sit back and wait and be like, we're grown. They're going to figure it out. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's really dramatic.
You're right.
But I think what we've seen from last season is when too many heads get involved, nothing gets solved.
Yep.
So I think I get why she's like, they'll sort it out. And we will. Well I think we have.
Yeah.
Because
you're cordial.
Because that's what I like, that you and Jordan were kind of like, let's talk separately. Yeah. And you had the little yacht moment.
For sure.
And then when I spoke with her yesterday, I was like, oh, that's exciting that you and Jasmine, you kind of like squashed it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She raised a fear that she was like, is this kind of like, was this able to happen because Silas wasn't there and then we were just being able to be buddy-buddy? Do you think that, and then she's kind of like, when we're all now back together as a full, the vibe might shift again. Do you think, like, did that happen? Do you feel that could happen? Like, what's your kind of reaction to her saying that?
I can understand and see why she might contemplate that. Mm-hmm. But me personally, knowing that it wasn't just Silas that I was butting heads with, I was butting heads with all my friends in the house. So it really wasn't him. It was where I was and bringing all these relationships together that I struggled with.
Mm-hmm.
So no, you're going to see the same energy next summer. If we got to talk about something, let's talk about it. Let's move on.
What was it like doing the show without Silas by your side? And when you entered the house, were you pregnant already? It felt like you were sitting on a secret. And did that also potentially impact, you know, how you entered the house?
Okay, so don't make me cry, but yes, it was different. He and I both were excited for, like, to remind everybody, like, I'm my own person. Mm-hmm. Always have been, always will be. But I think because I knew a lot was going on amongst the friendships, I was like, this has to be handled first. And I have to feel comfortable in this house and exercise my agency before I share this huge moment.
Yes.
So it was like priorities. Priorities. 100%. But yeah, I was pregnant.
When you're like, mocktails sound great right now.
Cheerio, I think I'll have a jitty.
did you get a heads up before the rest of the crew because you had maintained a closer relationship with Jasmine, you know, from the last summer until this summer?
Honestly, no. And it's so funny because this is how much of a bad of a drinker that I am, because at Simon's birthday, I'm ordering spicy margaritas, but she's ordering like the virgin of that.
My
and I'm like,
mommy.
No, you were drinking with me. And she's like, no, I wasn't. I'm like, yes, you were. I saw you. And she's like, no, it was virgin. I'm like, when did you have the time to order mocktail? But she was smooth with it. And, you know, during filming, you know, I felt like she was. I think I said it. And
you did.
I was like at the dinner table. I was like, I thought she was pregnant.
But let me tell you why, though. It's something I totally overlooked.
I'll let
you say that. Yes. No, I'll let you tell it.
No, you go ahead. You say it.
It was my boobs. They were like, did you get a boob
job? Her boobs were so firm. Like, it looked like she was fresh off the table with,
fresh
like, double D's. And even Shanice was like, did you get a boob job? And I'm like, yeah, your boobs look really nice. And I'm like, I need a boob job. But, like, Jasmine, your boobs look really, really nice. And then she's like, really? I don't notice them.
I'm like, what are you talking about? You got okay, first of all, I do have decent sized boobs if we're talking about it. But it was also warmer this summer.
Yeah.
That's two. And three, mind your business.
That part. Gotta respect it.
Was there any extra preparation where you like when you were like getting ready for the house or anything, like, oh, now I have to do this pregnant?
I definitely packed a certain way, for sure. I think I remember FaceTime you being like, hey, what are you packing? What are you wearing? Just to kind of get a vibe, because I didn't want to stand out too much.
Yeah, you couldn't tell, though. She hit it very well.
No, we all had a really good time. Like, the moment, again, I'm glad that you were there at the house first, because the energy just propelled. It was, like, fun from on out.
Because while there is fun in the first episode, there is also some How? I don't think I'll ever be over Summer's confrontation, Alex.
Me either.
How is living through that?
I just mind my business, you know?
Do you? At the table? You minded your business?
I mean, well, because...
When she stormed out and stormed
You know why? For me, because when people drag my name into something, that's when I have to speak up. So my name was dragged. Well, you invited Bria. And then she said it twice. And I was like, the only reason why I got that invitation was because we were at Silas's
ceremony. Yeah.
And then... We were, like, texting because I had dropped him off after. And then he's
Alex,
like, hey.
Yeah.
Oh, Alex off after. And then he's like, hey, do you mind coming? And then I ended up getting sick, not being able to make it. But it wasn't like a, hey, come to my event. It was just, it happened to be the proper timing. So she thought, like, why did she get one? And why did so-and-so get one? I'm like, don't drag me into this. But since you are, I'm going to enter the chat now.
This episode definitely has a lot of receipts from all standpoints.
Yes, we so have our receipts.
Let's just say we all went to the grocery store, honey, because the receipts are there. They're there.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Summer has a point, though, that one deserves an invitation if they have already given that person an invitation to...
them, they're inside.
Stop it.
Listen. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. What I could say is it just depends on the timing of their relationship. Like, were you guys still in an entanglement? Or were you guys over? We don't know because they were so private about everything. So if they were still involved, then I would say, like, hey, yeah, you should have gave her an invitation. But if they weren't involved at all, then no.
This is tricky because Summer is in New York a lot, but she lives in LA. Yeah. So I don't know too. If he knew that she was. We could talk about this all day.
Yeah.
To be honest. But I do empathize with Summer feeling hurt for being left out because we've felt that way. So in that regard, 100% back her on that. Like, I get it. I get it.
And with the vibe of people sometimes feeling left out, you, of course, are an expert of having a plus one enter the house halfway through. This season, it seems like there's a lot of plus ones on the RSVP list.
Yes.
How was that?
What I could say is, because we agree on this, is now the other people get to see what we went through and go through our experience.
With our partner.
So we've been there, done that. So we're going to get our tea, and we're going to make some food, and we're going to watch the show.
Come one, come all. That's how I feel.
It's a lot of tea. Mm-hmm. Especially with the Mira Natalie, you know, because when you have feelings for somebody that was in the house already and then you're bringing your new lover in, it could get tricky. So there is a lot of tea.
Again, good tea. You have Nick in a relationship, Preston in a relationship, Amir in a relationship.
You.
Obviously, I'm in a relationship. You're in a relationship.
Yes.
Is that everybody?
Yeah.
It's half the house.
Yeah.
Yes. It's weird how so many relationships make things even messier, you know. You
it
would
does.
Think
it really does.
Messy, but somehow the relationships bring the mess. Now, before we let you girls go, you know, Danny and I just want to give you, Jasmine, a very solid congrats on giving birth to baby Sai. We are.
Oh, thank you.
He looks so cute. The nursery looks so cute. What have been the best parts of motherhood so far?
The friends and support, to be honest. The second, it's weird. Like, I gave birth the same day that our trailer dropped. Sorry for being in the group chat. Like, hey, sorry I haven't been replying. I was giving birth. Yes. But it was nothing but, like, love and just support from all of the housemates and my family. And it's just, I don't know. I feel blessed.
Yes.
She's a blessed one.
She is.
We all feel equally blessed that Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard, is back.
Ready. Get the popcorn.
Preston and Nick, happy summer, too. As you said, you decided to call season two of Summer House, Martha's Vineyard.
When something sticks, it sticks.
What is the anticipation like? You know, we're days away from the season two premiere. And the season two premiere, everyone is in store for so many changes and developments. Like, the dynamics are completely shaken up in this group. And I imagine it's also a tough thing because now in real time, I'm sure the dynamics might be even different than they were at the start of the summer. So how are we unpacking these feelings? And do you feel like watching the premiere is going to maybe restart some old feelings that you had when cameras went up?
For me, it's at this point, because the premiere is on Sunday, it's like, hurry up and wait.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I want it to be out because so many people are asking me, you know. But it's still 9 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
They're not gonna just preview it just because. So it's like, I want it to happen. I'm super excited about this season. And then to the point of new energies and, you know, some people not being present and new people in the house, I think it gives us an opportunity to, you know, get closer to the people that were there last summer. Absolutely. And, you know, our newcomer. So yeah. It's I think the summer was pretty fun. Yeah. I think the moments I hold on to is like when we're at the dinner table and I could look across at you or Summer or Joy and we just start laughing for no reason and nobody really knows what's going on. And then our stomachs hurt. We laugh so hard. That's what I hold on to.
Well, I feel like that's what so many fans love about y'all show too, because you have those moments of like so much fun and you know there's like authentic, genuine relationships going on. But because of it's such a tight-knit bond, the drama hits deeper and people know what buttons to press. And even in like the first night dinner, I am obsessed that you and Bria kind of had the fastest fight of all time. Are there a lot, like, do you feel that because you all know each other so well that you're like, oh, this person is just pushing my buttons to push my buttons right now?
Really, a lot of good friends obviously going to be there to support. And I don't think, while everyone sent like a text message or touch base with me, I do feel because of the relationships we've developed off season that some people would have reached out a little bit more and didn't. And so I was in my own personal feelings about that. Probably should have addressed them a little bit earlier, to be honest, but it's a week. And then you're going into directly filming. And so it's really, it's a gap, right, that was unexpected. And I also love crab legs. And so if there's like an argument around crab legs, I'm like, hey, everyone, let's be quiet and just enjoy crab legs and butter. And that butter with that Noel made was really good, actually. But I think between that argument initially, it was unexpected even for me. Like, I was not expecting it. I don't think Bria in that instance was trying to push my buttons, actually. I just think it just something that happened. And I heard my name be called in a particular way, and I lost it.
Well, to your point, Preston, it kind of seems like everyone was having their own hidden battles when they entered the house. I mean, you were unpacking your feelings surrounding your father's death. Jasmine was secretly pregnant. Jordan's at the, you know, early stages of figuring out how she is going to tell everyone about her alopecia journey. Do you guys feel like all of these different paths and journeys and, you know, internal struggles that you all were experiencing added or contributed to the tension that we feel in the house in episode one? And at what point did the tension break? Was it when everyone sort of was just like, this is what I got going on, guys?
So before I answer that question, I want to give you flowers for self-awareness, right? A lot of people aren't. I know you say you unpack things with your therapist. I'm thankful for my therapist as well. But I think lacking self-awareness and accountability, I think that's where we get into hot water. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you said, I was dealing with this, I was dealing with that. And I think that is what, and I think it dovetails to your question, why we are close, because we're also self-aware. And then when something goes left, we're quick to call each other out,
right,
you know, really quick, you know, and then be able to bounce back. Mm-hmm. To your point, you and Bria got in the argument was pretty quick. It was right. Up and down, and then we squashed it. Mm-hmm. And you didn't carry that into the next day or the next day or the next day or the next right. week. You know, so I think that's what is beautiful about our relationships. We hold each other accountable and we're also self-aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one thing I also think we can do a better job of is that we do share among the people who we are more closely connected mm-hmm. to. Mm-hmm. Right, because in any friendship, there's gonna be certain pockets that are closer than others. And so like I'm quick to share something with like Nick, Jordan, Summer, even Shanice. And I think Bria would be right to Shanice or Jasmine, et cetera. And so I do think we probably can create a space where we're all sharing together. But I don't know if everyone feels as closely connected to everyone, so it doesn't leave that space. And actually, that's something that does come up eventually in during the show as well.
Well, because that was really interesting when we were chatting with Jasmine. She was like, I didn't want to like tell everybody, by the way, this is my big news, because she was like, the priority for her was, I need to know where I stand with everybody and like kind of like make sure everybody's on a good page with me. Because you can tell even from the first episode, she was feeling left out, but I also kind of feel like she was not saying like everyone's leaving me out and I don't know why. Like she was kind of taking a little bit of blame for that as well. Mm-hmm. Do you feel she made a better effort this summer to include herself more? And do you think that was because Silas wasn't there?
For me, yes and yes, mm-hmm. for the most part, right? Like I understand exactly why she felt left out. The reality also is that there were tensions stated and otherwise with particular people in the house with her. And so, for example, the Jamaica trip, it didn't make sense to invite Jasmine, right? I think exclusion maybe seems a little bit of a harsh word mm-hmm. because the reality is we really went through like this thoughtful conversation with each other around like what it looks like. Maybe she needs a break, et cetera. But ultimately there was no resolution before the Jamaica trip. And certainly the Jamaica trip is not about to bring forth the resolution because it'd also be the opposite that happens. And so that was really, frankly, something that we were looking out for her interest as well, which may or may not look like that. But I do think that there is I'm really big to Nick's point on like self-awareness and introspection. And so some things are not necessarily about being excluded. It's like, you know, sometimes what are we doing to exclude ourselves? Right. It reminds me of a lot of my friends who are parents. They're just like, you know, I get so disappointed when I'm not invited anywhere, but I also don't go when y'all invite me. So I don't.
It's the wanting right? to be invited. Yeah.
Right. It's the wanting to be invited. Well, and I get it.
I mean, I didn't get invited to Jamaica either. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. I also have the wherewithal to know it didn't make sense.
No.
Mm. I was there vicariously. You know, they're texting, FaceTiming. You know, I saw the whole trip and I didn't feel away. I want you guys to have fun and I'll go on the next one. Mm. You know? If I'm invited.
Yeah, it's the look, it was the girls and the girls. So we have to kind of balance that out.
You know, but what I also was it think like? It's healthy. I also think it's healthy for us to Preston and I, we don't need anybody else from the house. We can hang out and be just fine. You know? Yeah. Same with Jordan and myself, Summer and myself, Amir and myself.
Right.
I think there's beauty in that too, that we're able to have our own pockets. And we all have our own inside jokes and our own things that we share. I think it's great. Yeah. And I think the audience is going to love that too. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the audience sees some of themselves in us, yeah. You know, week after
what
week.
What was it like experiencing Jasmine without Silas? I feel like last season, you know, viewers were a little concerned with what they saw on the show. And so, as a fan of the show coming into season two, seeing her be able to film it without him, I feel like for many, it might feel like a bit of a relief for her. Like we're all feeling a little bit of relief for her. How were you guys feeling experiencing her on her own?
Go ahead. No, please.
Yeah, I can only speak from myself. And I know, I think distance makes the heart grow fonder. Mm-hmm. And I think it's unfortunate they're so far apart. And, you know, obviously thank you, Silas, and everyone. Thank you for your service first and foremost, but it's like it's healthy to have separation, you know. I can only speak for myself. I would love to hang out with Preston all the time, but when I'm away from him, it's even better when we connect because I miss the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, same with everyone else in the house. So it's like I think the distance could be healthy for them. Mm-hmm. Although it's uncomfortable, it could also could be healthy, you know. I would let Jasmine speak to that, but yeah. That's what I think from my perspective.
Yeah. Like, I actually felt really bad for Jasmine during the summer, actually, because when I knew there was going to be a lot of the comparison happening, right? Like, if he's not there and you're happier, does that mean you're doomed in your relationship, mm-hmm. right? If you're, like, I don't think there is a win for her in this instance, unfortunately. I did feel bad because, you know, I had thoughts that maybe she was pregnant. And then I think related to that, right, like, her husband is serving the country. And so, like, I can only imagine her worry, her fear going through a pregnancy, albeit with family and friends, but without your partner by your side is a scary feeling. Mm-hmm. And so I do believe that she was, in many ways, more lighthearted and probably wanted to joke around a little bit more within reason. But I just can't imagine what was going through her head at the same time, right? Without relying on a lot of people being there or even knowing she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine. I was really empathetic toward her.
And I love you, Nick, talking about the idea of distance making the heart grow fonder, because you were seeing more in this season, it seems like, about your long distance relationship going on. And the girlfriend makes some appearances in the show, right?
Yes, she's don't want to give away too much.
No one wants to give away too much. She pops up. The teaser for what to expect this season gives away a little potential too touchiness.
So and, come on, journalists.
And also, when Jordan came in on Monday, she did say that some people act single when they're not. So I'm wondering what to unpack with all that.
I can't speak to what Jordan said. I'm not sure if she was talking
about
me.
It's the lean in for me. I'm sorry.
getting close. But I think there's a lot to talk about there. Mm-hmm. But I think so I'm not verbose. I think going into this season, I'm not coming into the house with any surprises, which is good. Mm-hmm. I go into the house in a committed relationship. I leave the house in a committed relationship. So I think there's beauty in that, because now we can start talking about other aspects of my life, mm-hmm. you know, and there's so much more to me mm-hmm. than the relationship that I'm in, mm-hmm. right? And one of the things I really, really enjoy is, you guys get to go on this journey with me about something I'm really passionate about. So I don't want to give away too much, but you do come with me on a 5K. So I run, actually race on the Vineyard this summer, which is super, super exciting. I don't know how I made it after Freaknik, but...
Oh, my gosh. But, what a but time.
We did get up and get it done. And you're going to get into some more personal things that are going on with me throughout the season, and I'm excited about that. Really excited about that.
The teaser does show some possible flirtations with Shanice. What can you say about the Shanice situation?
Yeah, so I think that it's safe to say Shanice and I are good friends, and we're close, and we chat all the things, and there's nothing past that. That's it. We're just friends. We're just friends. I'm curious to see how things will pan out, but we're just friends.
And are you excited or scared for your girlfriend to watch the season?
Yeah, I think we're in a good place. So I'm not scared this season whatsoever. Again, I'm not going with any surprises.
Well, what I feel like we need to unpack with both of you is the first dinner with Summer and Alex.
Oh, sorry.
No, that was my reaction watching. Right. I watched and I was like, oh, she said that. Yeah. Okay. How was living through that moment? And me and Evan are also curious. Do you feel Summer had a point in being like, Alex, like, why are you treating me like this when we had this kind of relationship? Or was it more just a situationship situation?
Ooh, I have so many thoughts here.
We have time.
How much? So the reality, so Summer and I are really, really close, as is Nick and Summer and Nick and Alex. But I'm much closer with Summer than I am with Alex. The reality is, Summer, it was an interesting comment. It's one I would not have made, certainly in front of everyone. Like, I think, you know, when you see all of our facial expressions, it was genuinely not editing. We were all like, what did you just say? But I also understood her point, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I agreed with it, per se, but I understood her point. I mean, ultimately, what she was really trying to say was, like, I thought we were closer than what we were, mm-hmm. clearly. And I'm surprised that you didn't invite me when you invited someone who, let's call it out, you are not that close with, actually, romantically, biblically, or otherwise. And so I understood what she was trying to say in the moment. I really did. I just think it was a comment that should not have been made in front of everyone, despite all of us knowing the business. I mean, like, it is what it is. We're all friends-ish, right? Some stronger than others at certain points in time. But that's a reality. But it's real. Yeah. It's real.
Self-awareness.
Look, call me if you need the real, because y'all be lying about stuff. But anyways, the reality is, I did understand where Summer's point was. But I will say about events generally, it's like, y'all, we all don't live in the same city. We all can't be invited to everything, nor do I want to be invited to everything. Noted. But yeah, please get me off your list. No, but that's all. Before, I'm gonna shut up. That's enough.
I'll give my perspective. I'm also very cerebral. Mm-hmm. I mean, if things make sense, they make sense. Like, we can't go to everything. I can't be everywhere. I'd love to be in D.C. I'd love to be in L.A. I'd love to stay here. But life's, right? And we're also, everyone's entitled to their opinion. In regards to what Summer and Alex did, they're adults. Mm-hmm. That's their business.
Yep.
But the moment she, you know, made this statement, I think my eyes are still... In the crab butter, put those back in. But, I'm like, really? This is dinner. We're interrupting his crab legs. I'm trying to, I'm just trying to eat the pasta. I'm trying to stay out of it. I mean, obviously, I knew what was going on. Yeah. I'm friends with Summer. I'm friends with Alex.
Right.
I mean, I thought it was cute. Like, you know, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
In regards to the invite to this thing, I mean, I think, I don't know if that was the real issue.
Yeah.
I don't know if the invite was the real issue. I think that was
the cherry on top.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was the conduit to which she really wanted to get off her chest. And it just happened in the public space. Yeah. But in her defense, we talk about everything.
We do.
We talk about everything.
Yeah.
There so it's like, there is it that outlandish?
No, seriously. There are these moments where people are like, oh, you should have kept that here. And I'm like, but why? They already know. They're already talking about it.
Right.
So I'm just putting it to the table.
Right.
I will say that first dinner, though, was a wild dinner. Like, I know viewers will, I cannot wait till the audience gets to see it because they will probably even feel what we felt in the moment. It was, I mean, between all of us, it was just cringy the entire time. Between me and Bria, like Alex and Summer, like there was just a lot going on during that night.
I was just trying to eat my pasta.
Yeah.
You're happy.
You know, I was just trying to eat my pasta.
And my entire ankle was wrecked.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, can we please leave?
Yeah, it was really swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like so much going on. And, you know, in regard to Alex and Summer, it seems like there is even more to come because Alex is apparently the bachelor of the season. And I don't know if y'all watched The Bachelor, but it gets pretty messy. And it looks like Alex is bringing the mess between Noelle, the new girl, and Summer. What was your reaction to this like love triangle that seems to be forming? Also, by the way, I love Noelle. She is so much fun.
Yeah, I agree with that. Noelle's fun. Summer's also fun. So is Alex. They're all, everyone's fun. We have a good time. But I don't know if we can put, it takes three to tango, right? Mm-hmm. We can't put Alex in the center of this. You know I'm going to defend my boy. Mm-hmm. Just to say this is his fault or something like that. It's kind of why the question was framed. They're all adults mm-hmm. with minds of their own, mm-hmm. right? Someone could do something. Someone could do something else. And that's it. I don't think any of them are to blame per se. Mm-hmm. Everyone makes choices, right? So Alex and Summer made a choice to be intimate. Done. That's a choice. Now you add another person in the mix, Noelle specifically. If she wants to talk to Alex or not, that's her prerogative, right? You can't say it's because of Alex. It's just not fair.
Well, to be fair, I didn't hear the question as that. I also honestly didn't. Because
you interpreted it differently.
Wait.
No.
It's interpreted, but no.
So, I needed that.
Actually, shirts on sale starting Monday. But anyway, the reality also is that I do hear the question in terms, because a triangle can mean many things, right? And I say this because I watch a lot of Fatal Attraction.
Let's just make sure that our triangle is not obtuse.
No.
Let's make it make sense. No,
because the reality is that there's still a friendship dynamic between Noelle and Summer.
Yeah,
and so there is additional conversations that I would imagine they would have to have. Mm-hmm. And so, but I do agree with your overall point. Like, they're adults and, right, they, you know, were intimate. We know they were intimate. Again, dinner was fun. and then I think the rest of, you know, the rest of the season, hopefully we'll see it kind of play out between, like, what ultimately happens. I will say, I will also defend Summer. Summer didn't really want Alex like that. That's just not our conversations in that way.
Yeah,
they had sex, and it was kind of done.
Uh-huh.
Right? And that was kind of it. Now, I think, like, people interpretate... literally a joke. people do interpret things differently in that way, though, right? And I think it happens, right? Some people get in their feelings. Some people don't. Some things come up in different points in time. Mm. But I really don't believe it's a triangle in the sense that, like, Summer, they really had the same things they wanted. And I think maybe Drunken Debauchery comes out at different times.
Awesome. Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah. All right, yeah. It's all about perspective.
It's perspective, correct, yes. Correct. And, I mean, we don't have that much time with you guys left. So the last question we want to get into, because you both are very stylish. Yeah. Who spent more on their wardrobe for this summer? And how much more are we talking? Like, what's the damage? What's the damage?
I mean, we won't put a dollar figure on things. I'll just say this. Every single one of my bags was overweight. Every single one.
To be fair, mine was too this summer, unfortunately.
Yeah, you brought a lot of clothes, too. And you brought scissors.
You did, yeah.
I brought two pair, actually.
Wow, and iron. Didn't you bring iron?
I did, but that's one, first of all, I don't trust a lot of irons that come with places.
That's actually very fair. Yeah.
That was actually pretty nice, though.
It was great, really actually. Nice. It was really nice. And scissors, you know, sometimes I don't trust people. And then the reality is you never know about threads on clothes. Mm. And I'm the person that I can't ever, like, really pull it.
You should never do that. Always use
so I always
scissors.
Bring scissors. Yeah. So, you know.
I use them a time or two.
It seems a little sociopathic, but it's not. I promise. I was really like, oh, someone may need this to actually cut threads off their clothes.
Yeah. Helpful. I know.
I feel like y'all need to start a clothing line.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. There's actually, I think it's in the second trailer where I have like a bunch of white shirts. I think I brought like 7 of them just in case, because you never know with people, like trusting people, like spill, you know. And I like my white shirts very crisp. So yeah, I think I brought about 7 of them. I only wore like 3 of them, but
see,
it's good to have it just in case. You know, yeah. You have to. But yeah, I brought a lot of clothes. And when we go back to the vineyard, you know. Oh, be even more close.
Cannot wait.
How many bags would be packed?
Probably like this time around. 4
yeah.
or 5.
Yeah, because I spent 4 or 5. Lot of money on luggage. Like, it was a lot. Mm. Like, overweight items on luggage is, yeah, bad.
And then with the closet that you're sharing with 4 people.
I got most of that closet.
You did.
Space,
you
sure.
did, actually. I think you got some clothes in my closet, actually.
Yeah. You know, it's for convenience. Because I do. we only get into all of it, but I didn't have a shower.
When that reveal happened, I was like, oh, that would be my first fight.
You know?
That's yeah, so rough.
The shower downstairs has been like literally perfect, yes. You know?
Four people were using my shower, so yeah.
It's insane.
That's what I get.
And your room was hot as hell.
It was hot.
Yeah, you guys are survivors.
Yeah, we did survive. We're here to tell the story.
Yeah.
But, you know, jokes aside, the house was so super nice, though.
Oh, my God, beautiful.
Yeah,
that
was beautiful. Beautiful.
It was so nice. It was the perfect setting for some fun, some friends, and some drama, yes. Of course. Thank you guys so much for talking
to us. No, thank you. Thank you.
Such a good time.
Thank you, guys.